says to be choshak and me you should desire. Rashi's Lashat is only possible by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kloima, oisan shechofetz di, people that have desire in me and have fear for me, I will save them. V'yafateyu asagveyu, I will save them. K'yodashmi, because they know my name, Ukraine, they call to me, v'yaneu, I will answer them. Imoi onoichi b'tzor, I will be with them whenever harm comes upon. Al-chatzeyu, I will strengthen them. V'achabdeyu, I will respect them. Orich yom, they'll have a long life. Aspiyeyu, I will satisfy them. V'yareyu b'shuwasi, they will see in my salvation. This is the bracha that Hashem gave. Omer b'shimim ben Lakish. My Siv, what does the Pasuk say? Vayimona me Rishoyim, he held, the Rishoyim held back Oyram, the light of Hashem, Uzroya Roma Tishover, and the mighty hand should break. What does that mean? First of all, Mithnei Ma'ayin, how come in the word of Rishoyim, that Mithnei Ma'ayin, shall Rishoyim Taluya, when it's written in the Sefer and Iyav, the Ayin is above the rest of the word. How come the Ayin is above? If they ma'ayin shall reshoim, and the word reshoim teluya is hanging. Rashi says, "Shein eksuva b'shitas oisias atevois elo teluya hilamal." It's a little bit above. Kivon shenas adam rash. When a person becomes rash milmata, means the unliked in this world. Rash means people hate him. Rashi says, "Sheyesh loisaynim." He has enemies. And people are not happy with him, you should know, Nasa Rash Lamala. The same thing is happening in Shemayim also, that they hate him in Shemayim. You should know that, in Shemayim also, like he's a Rasha, they hate him there also. That's why Ayin is above. That what? I'm not sure. This is exact Gemara, no. Not an Ayin over there, no. So, the question is so, L'nichta they klal. The word the ayin should not be there at all. Then, so Rabbi Yechonim, Rabbi Loza, Chadam Nevnei, Kvoide Shal David. It says it upon the Kvoid of David. So Rashi says Kvoide Shal David means Sheina David Noi B'Tzadikim. The David Hoyu Loi Seinam Harbe. Now, by Tzadikim, this doesn't apply. Now, David had a lot of enemies. So don't think no matter who you are, if you have enemies, it's always a sign that they hate you in Shemayim. No, by Tzadikim, it doesn't apply. Possible that tzaddik will have enemies, that doesn't mean that in Shemayim they hate him. It means a normal person, if you have enemies here, that's a proof that they hate you in Shemayim also. But that's by tzaddik. For Chadama one says, Mishum Kvoide Shal Nechemya Ben Chakila. The same thing. Also, he had a lot of enemies, but and they wanted to kill him. That was only because he wanted to build the base of Migdash. So also, there are some tzaddikim that even though they want to do Toiv, the door rejects them, and they're still tzaddikim. Tana Rabbanan, Menashe Hoyesoyne Chamishim VeChamisha Ponim Torah. He was able to learn 55 different ways the Torah's Kanim. As the Masho explains, it comes to teach us that even though he knew how to learn so much, and he knew Torah's Kanim, he knew about Hilkos Kavonis, still he went to be Eivra Avodah Zarah. That's why he got such a punishment of Ein Lechel Golem Abo. Because he knew what he was supposed to do. And still he went and rebelled and did the Avodah Zarah. That's why it's so terrible for them. So explaining that Menashe knew how to darshan Torah's Kanim 55 different ways. Keneged Shnei Machusai. Keneged the life of his kingdom. The years of his kingdom. Achav Shmeinu V'chamisha. Achav knew how to interpret Torah's Kanim 85 ways. He was even greater. And Yeravam ben Nevat, he knew how to interpret Torah's Kanim Meyo Shleisha, 103 ways. Meyo Shleisha, 103 different ways, knew how to interpret it. So it means to say, even though they knew so much in Torah's Kanim, still they ended up to do Avodah Zarah. That was a terrible chet.
What is the significance of the saying that
for the 55 years you reign? Yeah. The others, it didn't happen. You don't have that, right? No relationship, right? Right. Okay, so right. Tanya Hoyer Meiraimer. Avshalom, Ein Lachelik Lolam Abo. David's son Avshalom also has Lachelik Lolam Abo. Shememer, it says, Vayaku es Avshalom, Vayimisu. What does that mean? Two Lashons, Vayaku. It means, Berlam Azer. Vayimisu, Berlam Abo. He was not Zech Lolam Abo. Some Achoikis. Some say, no, David was a spaller for him. He brought him up, seven Madurs, he brought him up to Lolam Abo. Right. Tanya will under Shimon Elazawaim and Mishum Reb Meir. Ochaz v'achazio v'chol malchi Yisrael. Shekos v'ben. And all the malachim that it says, v'yasara v'yeni Hashem, lo'ichayim v'lo'nidoinim. they will not live up in Tchias HaMeisim, and they will not get a judgment then. No, they also will not be Zoychet Olam Habo. V'gam damnoki shofach Menashe har b'moid. That Menashe killed out a lot of clean blood. Ad Hashem molias Yerushalayim pelepe, covered Yerushalayim from mouth to mouth. Levad mechatos asher hechti es Yehuda, excluding all the dead that did in Yehuda, lasas rabbein Hashem. So what does this mean? Hoch here in Bovel, they explain this, Targima Sharag Yishayo, that Menashe killed out Yishayo, that he was shocked with Kineged a lot of people. That's how Rashi says, come on. That killing him out is like Molo Yerushalayim, Pelepe. Rashi says, Shmosa Shal Tzadik, Shakula Kamay Shamolias Yerushalayim. But my Rabban, as you saw, they explain, Amri Shosa Tselem, Masoi Elef Neyadim. He made a statue, an idol, that had the weight of 1,000 people. Every day it killed out 1,000 people. Because of its weight, I don't know, it caved down on people. It crushed 1,000 people every day. So it really killed out many people in Yerushalayim. Kama nozlu to go like, Hodi yama rabba bar chono. Shkulo nishome shol tzadik echod. Kneged kol olam kuloi. That killing out like one nishom of a tzadik is like the whole world. Kama di yom Yishayo horik. That's like they learned in Bovel, that Menashe killed out Yishayo. That was still like he killed out Moli Yerushalayim Pelepel. Ksiv it says Pesli made one Pesli, one idol, or Ksiv Tzilim. Omer Rav Yechanan, Ve'tchil also loy parts of Echad. One, at the beginning, Menashe just made on his idol one face. Well, Ksiv also loy arba patsufim. At the end, he made four faces on the idol. Kidei Shetira Shechina V'tichos. In order to get Hashem angry. So it's just like in the Kisei of Hashem also, there are four ponim. So he wanted to be daimon to the kisei of Hashem. He made four patsufim to get Hashem angry. Mamash did it lahachis. Ochaz hemido baliyah. Ochaz put the idol in his upstairs. Shemar post says there's a mitzvachos asher al agag aliyas ochaz. Menashe though hemido behechli put it into the hechli into the beis hamikdash. And Emor says vayosim es pesel asherot asherosu beis asher omar Hashem odavav yashleim benoi. The bias hazeh yishleim esher bacharti. The Kol Shufti Yisrael Osim Es Shemi Li'olam, that was supposed to be the Beis Hamikdash, that's where Menashe put an idol, put an Avodah Zorah. Amon did worse than that. Hechnisa LeBeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. He put the Avodah Zorah into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shneimer the pasuk says, Ki Kotzer HaMatzeh was short to bed, Mishtorah from stretching. The Amaseh Zorah, the covering was short. Ki Hechkamis, the cover. My, what does it mean? Ki kotzar matzeya, the bed was short, mishtorer from stretching. Om Reb Shmuel ba Nachmeni, Om Reb Yonison. Ki kotzar hamatzah, ze mil ishtar olov. Shnei royim. There is, ki echad. That is too short for the Beis Hamikdash to have two people there. There is Hashem and Menashe together. My ba matzeya kotzar, where the covering was hard. Om Reb Shmuel ba Nachmeni, Reb Shmuel ba Nachmeni. That Reb Yonison, ki moto, Ki Avimot Laikro, when he used to come to this pasuk, Hevi Kabachi would cry. Misha Kosuboy. Well, first the pasuk talks about Hashem. It says, Koinis Kaneid Mehayom, that Hashem held up the whole Yamsuf, Tasaloy Masecha Tzara. Now he was made into a Masecha Tzara, a blanket that didn't cover him. Now that they were throwing him out from the Beis Hamikdash, they're bringing in the Avodah Zorah into the Beis Hamikdash. Ochas Botles Avodah, Ochas Tap the Avodah, the Kabonis. V'chosim at the Torah, he sealed the Torah. Shneimer says Tzor Tuda and Chatoim Chasoim Torah Belimuda. He sealed up the Torah and he stopped Tuda. He stopped the Karbonis. Menashe Kodar Es Achzos. Menashe was cutting out Hashem's names from the Sefer Torah. The Horas Es Hamizbeach and he destroyed the Mizbeach. Amoin Sarfas Torah and burnt the Torah. V'Ela Shamumimit Agavim Mizbeach. The ashes of the Sefer Torah that he burnt, he put on the Mizbeach. Ochaz Hiter Es Erva. Ochaz was matter to live with another, with Arayis. Menashe bo'al achoyse. Menashe lived with his own sister. Why to get Hashem angry? Amon bo'al imoy. Amon lived with his own mother. Shneimer the pasuk says, ki you Amon, hear bo'al shomen. He did terrible averus. Reb Yechon, Reb Loza, chadoma tesorah for the Torah. He burnt the Sefer Torah. And he put the ashes on the Mizbeach. The chadoma shebo'al imoy. He lived with his own mother. Omer lo imoy, so his mother said to him, what are you doing here? Klum yeshtecha anomi mokim shiyotz v'menu. Do you have any enjoyment living with me? You came out of me. And now you have no time to live with your own mother. Omalei, so he answered back.
that klumani yoisel lahakas es bari. I'm not doing this for enjoyment. For enjoyment, I have other zaynus. I'm doing this totally to get Hashem angry. That's how much of a rush he became. Ki also yoyokim omar, when yoyokim came, he said, kamoy loyoda liaguze. The first ones do not know how to get Hashem angry. Klumanu tzrichim, I'll get Hashem real angry. He said like this, klumanu tzrichim el yorei. The only thing we need that from Hashem is only His light. Yeshlanu zo pravuyim. I have special gold. Shonu mishtam shimboi. That will give us light like His son.
Alright, we'll stop here.
You hold enough kuf gimel on the base. It's about 10 lines from the bottom. Morris says, ki yosi yoyokim, again, the last 10 lines down in the middle. Ki yosi yoyokim, when yoyokim came, Omri said like this, kamoi lo yoda li arguze klum. The kings before, they did not know how to get Hashem angry at all. Ono tzrichim, he said like this, what do we need Hashem for? El liyaroi, the only thing we need left from Hashem is His son. That's all, the light. You know what? Yesh lanu zohar parvoyim. We have pure gold, parvoyim, shonu mishtam shimboi. And that we could use that instead of the sun. That will create light for us. Is yitol aroi, said back to Hashem, like, take yaroi. As if to say, we could suffice ourselves, we have enough money to keep care of ourselves. Omru loy, said back to Yoyakim, no. V'aloi, the pasuk says, v'aloi kesev zohar shalayhu. The silver and the gold belongs to Hashem. Even though you have gold, it's Hashem's gold. How could you like leave Hashem alone? Shinema, the pasuk says, li ha-kesev, li ha-zov, nyum Hashem tzvokos. Like the kesev and zov, the silver and the gold is still Hashem's. Even though we use it, we have to realize it comes from Hashem. How could you leave Hashem? Omalem Yoyakim, at that time was a rosh, he said, kva anos nu lonu. Hashem gave it to us already. We don't have to come on to Him. We don't have to thank Him. Shinema, the pasuk says, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, but the Yoretz Nosam of Neyodam. He gave the Yoretz to us. What's here now is ours. We own it. I have gold. I do not need Hashem anymore. That's what Yoakim went to tell people. Omale Rovo L'Rabba Bamori. So Rovo asked Rabba Bamori, Mifneima Loimonu Es Yoakim. How come our Mishnah does not include in the three kings Yoakim? Such a Rosh also should not have a Chelik Yolam Abur. Mishum Nechzibbe, he says, just because it says for him, like he's speaking out, the Pasuk says, V'yesed Divri Yoakim, V'sey Avoysa, V'shirosa, V'hanim Tzolov. The Tzolov, the disgusting things he did, was found upon him. My V'hanim Tzolov, what do you mean it was found upon him? What was found upon Yoakim? So it's a machlekes. Reb Yechon, Reb Loza. Chadama 1 says, Shechokak Shem Avodish Kechovim Ala Mosoi. On his own Gentiles, he carved out the name of his Avodah Zarah. That's how dear it was to him. Not so much he was attached to his Avodah Zarah. The Chadam 1 says no. Shechokak Shem Shemayim Ala Mosai. He carved out Hashem's name on his Gentiles as if to be Mevazer, Rashi says, to embarrass Hashem's name. He made a tattoo there. So the kids are such a Rasha like this. Why does not Mishnah include him in Ein Lechelik L'Olam Haba? That's what Rova is, Rabbi Bamori. So Mullah, he said back to him, listen, it's true, you have a good question, but the Melachim Lo Shemati, I did not hear an answer about this. I did not hear an answer about the kings, why our Mishnah did not include him amongst the three kings. Should have been four. But Bet Yaita Shemati, there's another question also. The Mishnah says there are only four normal people that did not receive Olam Haba. Could ask the question, should be a fifth? Now this I have an answer. But Bet Yaita Shemati, another question you could ask is, how come the Mishnah does not include Micha? He also introduced Avodah Zarah, Pesel Micha. So how come he wasn't also included in Ein Lechelik L'Olam Haba? Here the answer is, he had food ready in his house for people that would pass by. He was a Machnes Arach. So because of that schus, he has a Chelik L'Olam Haba. Shem the Pasuk says, whoever passed by went to Levium, went to Micha, he fed them. Pasuk says, V'ova b'yom tzoro v'hiko b'yom galam. They went over the ocean. They had the v'hiko b'yom galam. The waves hit them. Om Rabbi Yechanan, ze psoloi shomicha. This goes on the pesol shomicha. That it made the tzoros for Klal Yisrael. Tanya, you learn like this. Rabbi Nosson Oimer, mi gerev l'shiloi. Pesol micha was in gerev. Now from there until Shiloh, that's where the Mishkan was, Gimel Milim was only 3 milim apart. V'yoshon ha-marocha, v'yoshon teso micha, misarvim zeh b'zeh. The smoke of the maroch of the mizbech and the smoke what they were doing by Pesel Micha was coming up in Marv mixed together. Is big show Malchay Hashoros L'doichvoy. So Malchay Hashoros like said to Hashem, let's get rid of this Pesel Micha. It's destroying your own Mishkan. The smoke that's coming up, your Reach Nichoyach, is being mixed up with such Reach from Pesel Michoy. Is Omele Mekoshbach, Hashbach said back to Malachim, no, we can't touch Micha. He Nichola, you have to leave him alone. She Pitoi Mitsui Levit Rachim. He has this midah, he feeds people, he's a machnas arach, but that's chus alone, we can't disturb him now. Now, the Adov is there on this thing of feeding people, Nenshu Anshe Plegish Begiva. Because of this, there was the chet of Plegish Begiva. Then what happened? Right. Omulam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechvoidi Loi Mechisim. Over here, by Pesel Micha, nobody protested to say, how could we have the Pesel Micha? It was only the Malachi Asheris wanted to protest. But the Jews didn't protest, they let it stay there. But our Kvoidoi Shalbos of Adom, here by Plegish Begiva, what happened, that they killed the Plegish, here everybody's coming to argue, is Mechisim, here you did protest, that's why so many people were killed out without Muhammad. Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yossi Ben Kismo. This inyan to feed people, to give people food, is a tremendous thing. So, that caused 2 mishpachas to be separated from Klai Yisrael. Rashi says that means Amun Umayyav. Shenem the Pasuk says, Al Dvar Ashele Kidmu Eschem Lechem Uvamayim. Since they did not give us bread and food, therefore the Torah says, Shele Yavu Dekal. They cannot come into Klai Yisrael. For Rabbi Yechon the Deyam Rech himself said like this. It threw away people that were close. So Rashi says, "We'll soon see." It brought Yisro that was far close. Or Malemis Enayim in a Rishoyin, and the next like Batesel Micha, Hashem closed his eyes to not look at the Ra because he fed people. Or Mashra Shchina Al Nevi Habal. It also causes the Neviim Habal to have Nevuah. And some of it, like we'll soon say by Yonason, he did not feed David. B'shegeg, it came out like a Zodin, as if he did it, amazing. We'll soon see. Now, the first thing he said was, Merachekes es HaKrevim. It took apart from Klai Yisrael the Krevim. That means, Me'amun